Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, things continue to move on Broadway and off, sometimes at the same time. To show how fragile things still are, last Tuesday, Aladdin held its first performance since Broadway closed. On Wednesday, the show was canceled because of several positive coronavirus tests. It was the first Broadway production to cancel a performance due to COVID-19 since the reopening. The show resumed performances Thursday, September 30th, at the New Amsterdam Theater, but that did not last. More detections, and now Aladdin is off for several weeks. Where's the genie when we need him? On that subject, the Broadway League announced that the owners and operators of all 41 Broadway theaters will continue to require vaccinations for audience members, as well as performers, backstage crew, and theater staff for all performances through the end of the year. Masks will be required for audiences inside the theater except when in designated locations. Meanwhile, the latest show to open is the musical Six about Henry and all those wives. It's getting nice response. I hope to report on it soon. And I haven't spoken with you since the four-hour Two Network Tonys happened. Clearly, the headlines were the big wins for Moulin Rouge. Little competition, I might add, and the shutout of Slave Play, Jeremy O'Harris's drama, which had the most nominations. Best drama was The Inheritance, which won a number of big ones, including for Lois Smith, who at 90 took home Tony for her small but memorable performance as the only female ensemble member in Matthew Lopez's play. Interestingly, that play had a surprisingly short run due to disappointing sales. Alanis Morissette's rock musical Jagged Little Pill, which is returning to Broadway on October 21st, earned the Tony Award for Best Book of a Musical. Now, as for things to look forward to, the big news was the announcement of a new production of Macbeth, headed to Broadway next year, starring Daniel Craig in the title role, alongside Ruth Negga making her Broadway debut as, well, Lady Macbeth. The production will be directed by Tony Award winner Sam Gold. That one officially opens on Thursday, April 28, 2022, way after you've seen Daniel Craig in the latest and apparently his last James Bond film. Now, as for streaming, Steppenwolf Theater Company from Chicago right now is all about one of their most famous alums, Tracy Letts. He offers a trio of short plays, an anthology about angst and fury. These were all written, by the way, pre-pandemic. Check out Steppenwolf's site for that. By the way, the last full play Letts wrote was The Minutes, which was just starting when COVID hit. I still have my notes on that one, which apparently will return in April. In Brooklyn, Michael Kinnon's Never Let Go is a one-man stage version of Titanic. That might or might not be enough to persuade a lot of people to head to the Brick Theater in Williamsburg, where the show opened last week. Kinnon plays all the parts, and unlike the three-hour movie, this one is only about 1 hour. The New York Times called Never Let Go a feat of ingenuity that works regardless of whether you've seen the movie. Well, I recall years ago seeing a show called The Godfather Workout, in which one actor played every role. It was truly hilarious. Meanwhile, this month, the Red Bull Theater offers an online-only Pericles 2021. It includes a reading of Shakespeare's Pericles and a two-part seminar series exploring Pericles in 2021. That's the Red Bull Theater. On a different note and back to live in person, the always creative Bedlam Company is tackling Jane Austen with Persuasion at the Connolly Theater. This one plays through the end of the month, not easy going at 2 hours, 40 minutes, but check it out through bedlam.org. And if you could head out to Santa Barbara, lucky you, and if you were a fan of Rosemary Clooney, and who wasn't, Tenderly is the biomusical of the legendary singer. Featuring a live onstage band, the show is packed with familiar song titles. Linda Pearl returns to the Ensemble Theater Company as Clooney. David Engel plays Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra, Jose Ferrer, and many other characters, both male and female. an interesting piece called Matriarch, which runs approximately 90 minutes, is about how women can rise in what is still a patriarchal society. That one is streaming from now till the end of the month and can be found through two companies, the Roots and Wings Project and the Houston Coalition Against Hate. Huh, and back in New York, and regarding the other issue that has enveloped the theater world, The Visitor, the world premiere musical that was set to open at the public in-person theater at the public shortly, but now will delay its first preview by a week to October 14th. Well, why? A statement from the public reads, over the past 18 months, conversations and commitments around equity and anti-racism have deepened across our organization and our industry. We've taken the time as a company to listen to each other and discuss to respond to these issues. That's a big show. It's got music by Tom Kitt and it's directed by Daniel Sullivan. It's based on a lovely motion picture called The Visitor by Thomas McCarthy. And don't forget, that's the public, the home of Hamilton, Rent, Chorus Line, and so much diversity. And if you were a fan of the TV series Designing Women, well, it's now a two-act play, which had its premiere recently at Theater Squared in Fayetteville, Arkansas. The play runs in person through the end of October, but will also be available to stream starting October 15th, Theater Squared in Fayetteville. Anyway, so there you go, Jill. More hybrids, more openings, more closings, and a lot of questions as we move along.
So, speaking of questions, did you happen to see the New York Times review of the Bedlam production?
It was not good.
And I'm sorry. At a time like this, I just don't know why.
Why bother with such a negative review?
Exactly. I don't mean to be unpleasant about the whole thing. I just think that, if you're going to the trouble of opening, then
yeah.
And the other thing is, last week we talked about Mockingbird, right?
Yes.
But it's opening on Tuesday, is it? It's meaning tomorrow. Because we are taping on the 4th. There was a big ad for it.
Well, I did not know that. I happen to be out of the city.
Yeah,
right
I just wondered because didn't we? I was surprised to see it, or maybe I misunderstood, or maybe they're just waiting for their first positive COVID test.
Yeah, I haven't heard one word about the date of. Sometimes I thought that one was November, but it's probably in previews now. A lot of shows are in previews right now.
Right, that would make
sense. Which is a good way for the public to, get a less expensive ticket if they are less expensive. Shows that are doing really well, Hadestown is doing really well. You know, the usuals, Hamilton is doing well. Music Man, which is a long way off, is still selling very well. I don't know. This is going to be when I return to New York next week. I think I have 4 shows I'm seeing. One of them is the Lehman Trilogy. Every other show is black. I mean, it's about black people. It's written by black people. So that'll be interesting.
Are they reformatting the Lehman Trilogy? I don't know. They should actually just now make it the Evergrande Trilogy. Talk about people who never learn, but that's okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious to see the Lehman because I saw it at the Armory, as did everybody else, and it was spectacularly staged, kind of on a revolving stage. So I'm curious how it moves to Broadway. You know, they're trying to do shows. I think we maybe talked about it. They're trying to do shows that are not very long so people don't have to take intermissions. Lehman was over 3 hours. They're not – I can't believe they're going to do that without an intermission.
Right. We know how I am, but I find there's a great deal of either missing common sense or failure to connect because, for example, you stand socially distanced in the airport, right?
Right.
In line. And then you get on a plane.
Yeah.
Crammed together.
Yeah.
So, it's like, okay. I will say just anecdotally, somebody I know went to see a show at Foxwoods at the weekend. Comedy show,
uh-huh.
And there were no required. It was A, packed, B, comedy people laugh, C, mm-hmm. 3 masks of the whole thing, and the seats were as this person put it, yeah, my elbow was in my seatmate's wine, And she said,
No vaccination requirements?
Nope.
Well, I happen to be in Italy right now, and let me tell you, they're strict.
I understand.
You can't get to a restaurant without showing your vaccination, and they're doing one of the best in the world right now. They're almost 80% vaccinated. They've done a great, great job.
And they're not going to do the Israel thing, right? Where you then become unvaccinated?
Not that I know of, no.
Oh, okay.
But they've done a really good job. For a country that started off the worst, they are now arguably the best in the world. And by the way, the airplanes were very good. You know, it's good air coming in. Wasn't very crowded. But I don't know. The theater is still the biggest question. I'm here with a group of people. It's the number one thing they ask about. Do you think Broadway is coming back? Do you really think it's going to come back?
And I have a question, a request around that, is whether, you know, because as we frequently talk about the demographics involved, I think, and the person that went to see this show was much younger, so I would love to send a mole in with these cheap ticket prices to see, I'd love to have, I don't know if your daughters are, I'd love someone to just go, someone... there's no way to say it diplomatic. I'd love someone to just go and say, it was fine, or it was, no, it's impossible, I'm not going. Somebody outside of the demographic
Right. I haven't heard anybody complain yet about going to one or what it was like, that, it was a terrible experience, they didn't do this. They seem like they've been, very responsible. I certainly always look at the audience. The last one I think I talked about here was at the Atlantic Theater, which was a black show, The Love Letters. And it was a very small audience, by the way, and largely white and older. So I think a real big question mark without, with no judgment at all. The next four shows I see, like I say, they are black shows. And it'll be interesting to see how they do and if their demographic, if they're supported.
Well, it's another common sense thing, because your percentage of vaccination, and given history, you can certainly understand it. Not everybody believes. You're leaving out those shows are only for a very specific audience. What I'm saying is you're not welcoming the very people that you, in theory, would be wanting to welcome. So,
well, that's the question mark. That's the big, you can't get into them unless you're vaccinated.
That's right. Well, you can't be, but the again.
I know exactly what you're saying, and that's the targeted audience. And
so if you're targeting an audience, but you're not allowing the audience to come, again, there are certain common sense things, certain common sense business principles that we can all sit around talking about later, along with smokeless tobacco and New Coke.
Yeah, you just hope that they're not, that the next thing we're going to be talking about is, the four black shows that opened have already closed. You don't want to do that because...
And all I'm saying, unfortunately, all I'm saying is, you're doing this with two hands and one leg tied behind your back. So the likelihood of having to say yes, the four shows, for a designated audience, didn't work, and you're not going to. It's going to have, common sense, that lens. It's going to have zero to do with the quality of the show. But, if you're saying, please come in, but you can't, sorry.
Lots of questions ahead. Well, anyway, more to come, and I hope you have a wonderful week.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.